Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Eisenberg with you here in Lexington, Texas, the site of this District 13 3A Division II opening game between the Lexington Eagles and your Blanco Panthers here in Lexington. The first night of the season, it's felt like fall out here, 75 degrees and dropping. I think it's down to 70 now. Wind blowing out of the north tonight, 15 miles an hour out of the north. See some people with some jackets on in the stands for the first time on the year for what should be a good one. Both of these teams opening up their district schedule tonight as the Panthers are going for their third straight district title. Their first here since the new realignment into District 13-3A, the new district. We have Lexington tonight. Comfort has a tilt with Rogers, and Florence is in Johnson City. We'll be keeping an eye on those games all night as the Panthers get set to take on the Eagles here. We're about 8 minutes from kickoff between the Panthers and the Eagles tonight. Coming through the non-district schedule, the Panthers went 1-4 in what was without a doubt the toughest non-district schedule Blanco's played in a long time, maybe ever. Coach Mark's been around a little longer than I have, and he said it's the toughest one he's seen us play. We played five really good football teams. The Panthers come out 1-4. Most importantly, they come out healthy, and they come out with some momentum. Getting the win against Randolph 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago, played a hard-fought game against Antonian. Antonian was able to score a couple touchdowns late to make it a 23-7 game, but when you look at the stats, that game should not have been a 16-point game. It was about a 7-point. If you go by the stats, the Panthers had 17 first downs to Antonian's just 11. They outrushed Antonian 194 yards to 168. Big plays just hurt the Panthers in that ball game, but they seem to be rolling. They seem to have as good of a grasp of what they want to do offensively and defensively as they've had all year. We've seen Kalen Webster start to really get it rolling. 110 yards for Kalen last game against Antonian, 100 the week before, so two straight 100-yard performances for Kalen. And Stephen Flores had his best ball game, 9 carries for 46 last game. Kelby Cox got it into the end zone for the Panthers, so finding their identity offensively a little bit as some other ball carriers are emerging other than Kalen. So 6.5 minutes to go until the start of this one. Lexington coming in at 3-2 on the season. Lexington, a team that can really go offensively. One of the best offenses I think the Panthers will see in district play. They started their year with a 2-point loss to Mart. Mart's a good football team. It was a 22-20 loss for Lexington, and then they beat Thorndale 67-7, lost to Rockdale 62-35, but then the last 2 weeks the Eagles have gotten hot. 76-7 win over Jarrell and a 60-26 win over Weimer. The bye week came at a good time for Panther fans because Lexington coming off two straight blowout wins, a lot of confidence, and their offense was putting up some points. So Panthers will have the test. The consensus before the year was this was going to be a Lexington Blanco race, and so we're excited to be here to bring you this game tonight between these two presumed favorites in the very tough District 13 3A Division II. Comfort and Johnson City have shown that they'll be teams to keep an eye on this year for sure, but should be exciting. We're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the pregame show on BlancoRadio.com, brought to you by Blanco National Bank.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics and by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season. And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by Communicare Health Center. offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Lexington, Texas. The first district game for the Panthers of the 2016 season here on tap as we are under 5 minutes to go until kickoff. This is the first trip to Lexington since the 2012 season for the Panthers. That was a familiar season to me. My senior year of high school there, it was a bad trip for the Panthers. We won't talk about it too much, but this is a tough place to play. It's a tough place to come. Make the long drive. It's a pretty long drive, the furthest drive in district for the Panthers to get over here to Lexington. They have a good home crowd environment. It's this field with these low lights. It's a tough stadium to play at, and one that we've had some trouble, frankly, winning in the past. But the last time these two teams met was the 2013 season, and that was a win for the Panthers at home in Blanco. Panthers took care of Lexington 43-21 in that ball game. The Panthers were able to jump out to an early lead, had a 21 to 7 lead going to the half, and just built on it in the second half as Blanco had 463 yards of total offense to Lexington's 327. So the last time these two teams met, it was a win for the Panthers. We'll see if they can back that up tonight. Panthers on the road wearing their road white jerseys with the blue numerals outlined in some yellow, the blue pants, the white socks for the Panthers as Lexington takes the field. You can hear the big fog horn in the background as the Eagles take the field, and they're all green uniforms, green jersey tops, yellow numbers on the shoulder pads as well, green pants with a yellow stripe down the side. Some of them have pink spat for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That is October. Solid green helmet for the Eagles with a yellow block L on the side and an eagle as the Panthers take the field on the other side. As we said, wearing the white-blue, white-sock combination, the blue helmet with the yellow Panther decal on either side and the yellow stripe. So Panthers taking the field right now. Captains look to be number 19 for the Panthers, Jake Mangold, and number 43, Cameron Martinez. The captain's not out there just yet for Lexington, but I will let you know as soon as I see them out there. Good night, as we said, for football. First one, it's felt like fall on the year, as the flag's not taking a break tonight. Blowing out of the north, 15-mile-an-hour wind, 70 degrees. As the captains for Lexington will be number 9, Ryan Garrison, number 14, Jacob Townsend, and number 10, Nick Dillon for the Eagles. Kind of a rivalry match here. The two teams between Blanco and Lexington met in the playoffs plenty of times in years past, always in a couple rounds deep. Two teams with a lot of tradition, a lot of pride in their football programs, and two teams that have some high expectations for this year. We're getting ready for the national anthem, I believe. Everybody turning and facing that south end zone over there. As we'll have to wait for the coin toss, actually. The ref just chunked the coin in the air. Keys for the Panthers tonight, I think it's controlling the football for Blanco in this one. Lexington has such a high-powered offense. They've been able to put up a lot of points, especially the past 2 weeks, 76 on Gerald and then 60 on Weimer. Panthers are going to have to be methodical there. It's okay. Kalen Webster's a 5 yard to carry back this year. It's okay if we churn it down the field like that, eat up a lot of clock, and keep it out of this high-powered offense's hands. And Blanco has won the toss and has elected to defer their option to the second half. So the Panthers will kick off from left to right, from north to south, from the home side here of the Lexington stands. The Eagles will have the ball first, and we'll be going right to left. This low light stadium, sort of dark here as we're now going to rise. As it's time for the national anthem. It will be played by the Lexington Marching Band. We'll be back with the kickoff. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And we're ready to start it up here in Lexington. The Panthers have the ball teed up. They'll be kicking it from left to right. Back deep for the Eagles. Number 9, Ryan Garrison, heels on the 8-yard line for the Eagles. Zach Rogers approaches, sends a high short kick. Garrison charging forward, lets it bounce, has to field it on the bounce at the 20. Charges forward, makes a cut. He has some room now, bounces it to the outside. Garrison approaching midfield, crosses it. Banged down by Rogers inside Panther territory at the 40-yard line. And a good start for the Eagles there. A return of 40 yards for Ryan Garrison out to the Panther 40-yard line. So the Panther defense will have a short field to defend here to start the football game. The defense front line for the Panthers. Number 55, Tristan Lopez is a defensive end. Number 70, the freshman Canyon Braun getting a start. Senior Cameron Martinez, a defensive tackle, and Sebastian Thomas, the senior, the other defensive end. Here comes the Eagle offense, a no-huddle attack. Shotgun spread look, running back to the left. In the gun is the quarterback. He'll turn and give to number 10, Nick Dillon. Dillon charges ahead, wrapped up and brought down by Wes Eskew after a gain of 7 to the 33. The no-huddle approach of the Eagles right back to the ball on the line. Second down and 3 after the 7-yard run by Dillon in the shotgun. Here's a quick pass out to the near side. Caught by number 35, Nathan Clifford, from the quarterback Walker Hess. And Hess got it complete to Clifford there for a gain of 10 yards down to the 23-yard line. And the Eagles have a first down, down to the 23. Here's a give to number 10, Nick Dillon. And Dillon brought down on this play after a gain of just 3 to the 20. So two carries for Nick Dillon, 10 yards on the night. For number 10, shotgun set for the quarterback number 7, Walker Hess. In the gun here, Hess gives to Dillon, and he'll charge forward. Runs into the Panther defense here after a gain of 6 to the 14-yard line. For Nick Dillon, three carries, 16 yards right out of the gate for Nick Dillon. And a little slower tempo here for the third and one play. The quarterback, number 7, Walker Hess, in the shotgun. Takes a snap, and he'll charge straight forward. Hess's carry here will result in a first down. Jet Hood able to wrap him up and bring him down at the 10-yard line. Going to be a pickup enough for the first down there. Gain of 4 on the play for Hess. Quarterback number 7, Walker Hess, in the gun. The running back, number 10, Nick Dillon, to his right. Two receivers on the far side, two to the near side. Shotgun spread look for the Eagles. First and goal from the 10. Hess takes the snap and gives to Dillon up the middle. Throws a stiff arm into Eskew and rides him down to the 1-yard line. 9-yard carry there for Dillon. That'll be second and goal from the 1 now. Big offensive line for Lexington doing a good job opening up some holes. Number 13, Jacoby Cooper, in the backfield with him here. Jacoby Cooper gets a carry. Tristan Lopez stands him up, but he gets in. So a 1-yard touchdown run for the sophomore running back, number 13, Jacoby Cooper. And Lexington made that look pretty methodical there. From the 40, they only had 40 yards to go, but they did it, and they did it quickly with this fast-paced offense. And only one throw, all the rest runs. And number 3, Colby Bexley, on to try the point after. And Bexley's point after is good. So 9:48 to go in the first quarter, and it's a fast start for the Lexington Eagles. 7-0, they lead it. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Axe, available construction and transportation service in Blanco, providing residential and commercial construction services for the residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. More information is available by phone at 830-833-2081.
AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair since 2004, with all insurance claims welcomed. Located on Highway 290 west of the light at Sunset Canyon. Information available online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 894-3888.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here from Lexington, Texas. 9:48 to go in the first quarter. Lexington took their opening drive 40 yards and got it into the end zone. A 1-yard touchdown run by Jacoby Cooper makes it 7-0. The Eagles leading the Panthers. The Eagles will kick it off from right to left here. Back deep for the Panthers. Kalen Webster, number 2, on the far side. Number 8, Toby Treish, on the near side. Both of them with the heels at the 15-yard line. Here's the kick from number 3, Bexley, angled toward the Panther sideline and goes out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. The penalty flag comes out. Illegal kick out of bounds, so the Panthers should get decent field position as well to start the ball game. The kicker had it angled toward the sideline there and then just didn't put enough height on it, just booted it right out of bounds. And the Panthers will start with the ball at their own 34-yard line. Now he's going to mark it forward. The 5 yards, 39-yard line. Going left to right, Kelby Cox brings the offense to the line. Wing T look here. Cade Phelps gets the start at wing back. Stephen Flores and Kalen Webster in the backfield. Webster gets a toss. Going to the far side, and he's slung down, tackled in the backfield. Good penetration there from the Lexington defense after a loss of 2 for Webster. And now it'll be a second down and 12 situation for the Panthers. Good play right there by number 9, Ryan Garrison, to track quickly to the outside to bring down Webster. Cox under center here for the second down and 12 play. He's going to roll to the near side, looking to throw. Fires it high over the head of Stephen Flores on the intended pass there. And now it'll be third down and 12. He had Flores in the flats, but Lexington runs this havoc defense. They brought 7 on that play, left 4 in coverage, and Cox, with the pressure on his face, couldn't deliver the football accurately there. It'll be third down and 12. Big play for the Panther offense. You don't want to give it right back to Lexington. 9:10 to go in the first quarter. Third down and 12, ball on the far side hash. Cox under center. Takes the snap, rolls right, looking to throw. Kalen, good job protecting him, and now Kelby just has to get rid of it. Throws it toward Kalen there, incomplete as the rush was coming quickly. Number 14, Jacob Townsend, brought the heat there on Kelby. give him a quarterback hurry as he had Kelby wrapped up as he threw it at the feet of Kalen Webster. And now it will be a fourth down and 12 for the Panthers. And Kelby will be back in punt formation to punt to number 8, Caleb Meyer. Meyer back deep, just a sophomore, to receive the punt from Kelby Cox. Wind blowing from left to right pretty hard here. Cox gets away a high knuckleball punt toward the Panther sideline, and it will go out of bounds at the Lexington 39. So it travels about 23 yards on the punt for Cox, and Lexington takes the field ready to go on their second offensive possession. This is a big defensive drive for the Panthers. They need to find a way to stop Walker Hess and Nick Dillon, the 1-2 punch in the backfield for Lexington. Shotgun set, ball on the far side hash. Pass here from Hess. Slings it out. Pass caught by number 15, Jordan Kerr. Kerr runs into the second level after the quick hitch route, and he'll gain 9 up to the 48-yard line. And, no, they're going to wave him on. First down to the 49, so a 10-yard pickup through the air from Hess to number 15, Jordan Kerr. Quickly to the ball comes the Lexington offense in the gun. Here's a handoff and a give for Nick Dillon. Dillon charges forward, now breaks a tackle off Wes Eskew and is into the second level. Road out of bounds by Stephen Flores at the 38-yard line. A 13-yard pickup and another first down for the Eagles. Nick Dillon can really run hard, and he got that 13 yards the hard way, but he got another first down for the Eagles. Shotgun quickly to the ball, two receivers to either side. Hess drops straight back looking to throw. Steps up in a clean pocket. Going to try a post route deep, and he's got a man for the score. Touchdown Lexington, a 38-yard strike from number 7, Walker Hess, to number 22, Sam Perry. And just like that, it's 13-0 Eagles with 8:19 to play. 8:19 to play in the first quarter. Number 3, Colby Bexley, on to try the point after for the Eagles. Good snap, good hold. Bexley approaches, and the kick is good. 8:19 to go in the first quarter. Lexington 14, Panthers 0. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems, and an authorized Trane dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
And by Charles Schwab and Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Lexington, Texas, and it's a quick start for the Eagles. They jump out ahead of the Panthers 14-0 here in the first quarter. Still 8:19 to play in the first, so the Panthers a lot of time to bounce back in this one. But the offense, Lexington got the ball, had a great kickoff return, and then scored quickly, and the offense for the Panthers went 3 and out, and then Lexington got it and hit a deep 38-yard post pass for the score. And here's the kick from Bexley. Angles it over Toby Treisch's head, and this one goes out of bounds as well, as he kicked it this time toward the Lexington sideline, but it goes out of bounds at the 8-yard line. So the Panthers once again will have great field position to work with after two kicks out of bounds. So the only flaws in Lexington's game thus far have been two errant kicks from the kicker, Colby Bexley. So the offense for the Panthers comes back on after a 3-and-out their first drive, where they netted negative 2 yards, went backwards a little bit. They're going to start with the ball on the near side hash at the 30, going left to right. We'll see if Kelby Cox, Kalen Webster, and the offensive crew can find a way to move it here. This Lexington defense, big and fast, and they pin their ears back, all 11 guys within 5 yards of the football at the snap. Cox under center here. Hard count, and he got Lexington to jump, I believe. Contact was made by number 2, Trevor Patschke, there. And they do. Offsides against Lexington, so 5 yards for the Panthers. And it'll be first down and 5. Good job by Kelby there, the junior quarterback, to go with the hard count. Got this near side defensive end of the Eagles to jump a little bit. Now first down and five. Aaron Daniels, the freshman tight end, breaks out of that huddle first. Goes to the far side with Cade Phelps on the near side. Receivers Tristan Fortner. Cox under center. Ball at the 35-yard line. First and five for the Panthers. Quick cadence this time, and he gives it to Kalen Webster. Webster rolls off the first would-be tackler and then is brought down by number eight, Caleb Meyer, after a gain of 3 yards to the 38. Brings up second down and two for the Panthers. Right up the middle after the long count, Kelby got up there and snapped it as soon as he touched the center's butt right there. And the Panthers charge forward for a gain of 3 yards, have a second down and short, so a lot more manageable right here. Lexington defense, a lot of athletic body type builds out there. Nobody too big, but a lot of guys with a lot of speed. Cox under center, turns, gives to Webster, shakes off the first tackler, spins down across the 40 at the 41-yard line. Three more yards for Kalen, and it's enough for a Panther first down. They'll move the chains for the first time. Ball in the near side hash at the Panther 41-yard line now. Good job by Kalen again. Sees the oncoming defender, spins off of a would-be tackler, and is able to get that first down yardage. 3.5, 3 yards. That's a pretty good average for Kalen against this very aggressive Lexington Eagle defense. Ball in the near side hash at the 41. First down and 10 for the Panthers, and going to be first down and 15 as looked like the far side. Aaron Daniels got off to a head start right there. False start against the offense, and it will be first down and 15 now. Panthers do not want to get behind the chains in this football game with the Havoc-style defense that Lexington plays. It can be really hard to play from behind because you're not going to have a lot of time to throw the ball. They're going to bring jailbreak blitzes, man up on the outside, and dare you to beat them through the air, and that can be a tough task. So first down and 15, ball on the 36-yard line. Trips bunch to the top of the formation. Kelby Cox under center, quick turn give to Webster. Webster breaks the tackle. He's into the second level. He's got room across the 50. It's a foot race for the end zone. Kalen across the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Kalen Webster, 64 yards to the house for the senior fullback. And that is what can get the Panthers right back in the game. A big, big play from your big-time player right there. Kalen started to the right, bounced it back to the left, and then it was a foot race that he won to the end zone right there. And the Panthers steal back a little momentum in this ball game, and with 6:32 to go in the first, it's now 14-6. The Panthers, Zach Rogers comes in to try the point after. Kalen off to a quick start now as he has four carries for 68 yards in the ball game for Webster. The point after try by Rogers. Good snap, good hold by Cox, and the kick is angling, and it is good. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. We might have a shootout, folks. It's 14-7. Lexington leads it. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here on BlancoRadio.com. A little Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run right there as we come back from the break. And one guy who's definitely born to run is Kalen Webster. He took off for a 64-yard touchdown run to bring the score to 14-7. Lexington still in front of the Panthers here. We're not even halfway through the first quarter, so you better buckle up for this ball game. Zach Rogers going to send a high pooch kick toward the near sideline this time, fielded by Colby Bexley. On the near side, and he charges forward. Excuse me, this is number 13, Jacoby Cooper. And Cooper carries some Blanco defenders down to the 42-yard line. A good return by Jacoby Cooper. number 13 for the Lexington Eagles, and they'll start at their own 42-yard line. It's a 20-yard return for Cooper there as he fielded it at the 22.
15-yard
return for Cooper. Jacoby Cooper, the sophomore, already got into the end zone once on a 1-yard touchdown run. Here comes the Lexington Eagle offense. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. The back on the far side of the quarterback in the gun, Walker Hess, takes the snap, drops straight back, looking to throw. Fires out, complete to number 35, Nathan Clifford. Clifford into the second level, gets across the 50 into Panther territory, and Kelby Cox will bring him down at the 42. A 16-yard pickup for the Eagles, and that's a first down. Panthers going to have their hands full, as we said, with this Lexington offense. They go quickly, and they can really move the football in a lot of ways. Up the field we go. Here's number 10, Nick Dillon, getting a carry. And he jukes and jives his way for a pickup of 7 yards here to the 35-yard line for Nick Dillon. Second down and 3 upcoming. Panthers trying to sub quickly here. The ball was snapped, I believe, and now Walker Hess just have to pick it up and run for it. Busted play for the Eagles. Jake Mangold brings down Hess after a gain of what looks to be 4 yards. That's going to be enough for a Lexington first down. So the errant snap still turns into a 4-yard gain. And that's a first down for the Eagles. They're trying to go faster than the chains will let them. They got to wait for the chains to reset here. In the gun, Walker Hess with Nick Dillon to his right. Shotgun, he'll turn and give to Dillon. Dillon makes a cut, now has some blocks in front of him. Good tackle by Kalen Webster across the 25 at the 24-yard line. Pickup of 7 still, though, for Nick Dillon, as you see these Lexington defenders making some plays out there for the Eagles. And have an official stoppage on the field here. Looks like a player cramping up here, and he'll run off on his own power here. So 5:11 to go in the first quarter. 14-7 is the score. Second down and 3 upcoming for the Eagles. They're moving it in Panther territory at the 24-yard line. So it started with the quick play, the long kickoff return for Lexington down to the Panther 40-yard line. And they scored a few plays later. Panther offense punts. Lexington scores to make it 14-0. Panthers get the ball back, drive it down the field, and Kalen Webster pops off a 64-yard touchdown run to bring us to 14-7 here in the first quarter. So if you're just joining us, that's how we've gotten to where we are right now. And here's a play, a quick screen out to Jacoby Cooper. Cooper catches it, turns up field. Here's a penalty flag that flies as Cooper gets to the 15. If the play holds, it's a gain of 9. But I think the flag's on Lexington. And, yeah, they're going to have to come back. Already walking backwards here. And penalty will be against number 15, Jordan Kerr. So had a holding against the Eagles. So this play will come back. The quick screen game is pretty good for the Eagles as they run it inside well and then pop you outside with those quick bubble screens. But this one, they swung it out to Cooper real quick, but a hold by a receiver, fellow receiver out there, will back them up to the 34-yard line and set up second down and 14. Lexington has shown they're a balanced attack, though. Been able to throw it pretty well as run it. Walker Hess in the gun. Gets the snap. Two receivers to either side. Drops straight back. Clean pocket for him here. He'll step up. Fires. Got a man open. It's Nathan Clifford, number 35, and he'll be drugged down inside the 10 all the way down at the 5-yard line for the Eagles. A 29-yard strike for Lexington, and it will be first and goal. First and goal. Nathan Clifford has emerged as Walker Hess's favorite target in this one. Here's Nick Dillon. Dillon charges forward for a touchdown, a 5-yard touchdown run from Nick Dillon. And Lexington, 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns in this ball game, going in hyper speed offensively. The Panther defense is on their heels right now. Got quickly to the ball there, gave it to Dillon, and he's a really patient runner, but once he sees that hole, he can burst through it. The senior running back found pay dirt for the Eagles there. The point after try by Bexley. Colby Bexley, 3 for 3 on point afters now. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Lexington 21, Blanco 7. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on Blanco Radio comes from Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season. And by Claypack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco Athletics. Everyone at Claypack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
So after a six-play, 67-yard drive, Lexington now leads it 21-7 over the Panthers. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Both teams trading touchdowns back and forth here as the Eagles will kick off from right to left. Back deep, Toby Treish, and now Cade Phelps going to get a chance. Give Kalen Webster a breather as we're going hyperspeed in this ball game back and forth here. And it's number 3, Colby Bexley, who has it teed up for the Eagles. Once again, angling toward this near sideline, the Lexington sideline. He'll approach here for the kick. It's a low line drive bouncing toward the Lexington sideline and will be fielded and fallen on. Heads up play by Will Horrigan there to just jump on the ball at the Panther 25-yard line. So the Panthers will start at their own 25 after Horrigan jumps on the line drive squib kick there. So Panthers have it going left to right at their own 25, ball on the near side hash. This Lexington defense, folks, if you've never watched Lexington play, all 11 guys, they all look like down linemen or linebackers up there, just within 5 yards of the football. Cox under center will turn and give to Steven Flores. Flores, first carry of the night, and he's bottled up at the 25. They might give him the 26-yard line. We'll see what they give Steven here, as it will be second down and long for the Panthers, and they will put it in front of the line, 26-yard line. So a 1 yard pickup for Flores on the carry, as he was wrapped up quickly there by the Lexington defense. Second down and 9 for the Panthers. Kalen Webster in the backfield. Wing T look for the Panthers. Ball in the middle of the field now at the 26. Cox. Flores goes in motion and will get a handoff here. Bouncing it to the outside. He's going to go backwards this time. Back to the 24-yard line. A loss of 2 for Steven Flores. And that will bring up third down and 11. Lexington right where they needed to be on that play. Middle linebacker, a freshman, Aaron Aller, does not look like a freshman out there as he came downhill hard to make that stop on Flores, and it'll be third down and 11 for the Panther offense now. Big play in this ball game. Bunch set, three receivers bunched up to the near side, one tight end on the far side. Cox under center, going to drop straight back, looking to throw. He'll fire it out. Steven Flores catches it, turns up field, and is knocked down with the first down yardage. Steven Flores for 13 yards to the 37, picks up the first down. Nice job by Kelby Cox to get the football out of his hand quickly, as Lexington scored back with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Panthers started this drive after that. Now have it first and 10 on the near side hash at the 37-yard line. Nice play by Cox there. Wing T set for the Panthers. Steven Flores goes in motion. Here's a give to Steven. He cuts it upfield and will roll down at the 40. A gain of 3 yards for Flores. Sets up second and 7. Nice job by Steven not trying to bounce that one to the outside. Turned it upfield and got what he could, which was 3 yards on that play. Second down and 7 for the Panthers. Panthers doing a good job taking a little more time off the clock, keeping the ball out of Lexington's hands here. As second down and 7. This bunch formation again for the Panthers to the near side. It's a turn. Toss to Webster. He's going to try to wait for some blockers. Throws a stiff arm out. And will be rode down at the 42-yard line. Going to be a 2-yard pickup for Kalen. Brings up third down and 5 for the Panther offense. As Webster was hit right at the line of scrimmage, and that stiff arm got him the 2 extra yards there. Kalen now 5 carries for 70 yards in the ball game. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Third down and 5, ball on the near side hash for the Panther offense. Kelby Cox hit Steven Flores on a pass earlier. The Panthers seldom broke the huddle. They're going to have to take a timeout here. And Coach Tesh letting that clock run all the way down, and now we'll take the timeout, and we'll take it with them. 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Lexington leads at 21-7, but the Panthers driving. Big third down when we come back. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires, including Geo Lander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Lexington, Texas here. Third down and 5 for the Panthers. Going left to right. 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Kelby Cox under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Cox takes the snap. Fakes a give to Webster. Now he's looking to run and trying to get to the outside. Will spin. Nice job by Lexington, though, to keep him contained, keep him running sideways there. As Cox's primary read was covered, Kelby going to lose 3 yards back to the 39, and it'll set up 4th and 8 for the Panthers. We'll see if the punt team comes on. Tough break for the Panthers. Lexington in that man defense, and they were able to jump Kelby's primary read there. He didn't have anywhere to go with the football, didn't want to force it in. And just had to tuck it. Lost a few yards there. Cox going to send a punt toward the near side here. And it will be deadened at the 33-yard line of Lexington. So a 28-yard punt for Kelby Cox on the play. And Lexington and their high-powered offense back on the field here. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Lexington going from right to left. Beautiful night for some football. The flag's still blowing out there on the flagpole. That wind out of the north tonight. So 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Here comes a motioning Jacoby Cooper toward the near side. Walker Hess will give to Nick Dillon here. And he charges forward, wrapped up and drove backwards by Stephen Flores and Will Horrigan at the 35-yard line. And that will be a 2-yard pickup for Dillon. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Lexington, good job by Horrigan and Flores to just charge forward relentlessly at Dillon there and make the stop. Shotgun set on the 2nd down and 8 play. Ball on the near side. Hess drops straight back looking to throw. He'll fire a quick hitch route to the near side. Jake Mangold wraps up number 22, Sam Perry, immediately. But he's tackled at the 44 with a first down. That's a pickup of 9 yards on this play. And Lexington gets the first down. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Hess in the gun. Panthers drop a nose tackle in here for 5 down linemen. Nick Dillon charges forward. Now he's angling toward the near side. Cuts it upfield. Jake Mangold will wrap him up. And in Panther territory now to the 47-yard line. 8-yard pickup on that play for Nick Dillon. Dillon churning up some yards early in this game. Quickly, the snap, another give for Dillon as right before the end of the first quarter. This time, Kalen Webster and Tristan Lopez will wrap him up after a gain of 4 yards to the 43. That's enough for a first down, but that will do it for the first quarter. So after 1, Lexington 21, the Panthers 7. And right now the Panthers need a stop. 3 possessions in that first quarter for Lexington, 3 touchdowns. They haven't been able to get Lexington to a third down and plus yardage situation yet tonight. But that will be imperative for the Panthers if they really just have to get stops. They don't want to get into a shootout. They don't want to get into a foot race with Lexington because that plays into their hands. Panthers want to make it a grinded-out, slow-paced game, and they did a better job on the last drive possessing the ball for a little longer, but This Lexington team is snapping the ball and snapping it quickly, moving it up the field as fast as they can, and their linemen give them credit.